In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fred Rogers was an international hero and a communication of neighbors. What are good neighbors? What you saw on television with Fred Rogers was a calm, cool, collected, compassionate individual who welcomed people into his home, and together they explored the most significant of life lessons. One day, Fred received a letter from a little girl, and the letter went something like this. My mom and dad say you are saying good things on your program. I'd like to know why you never feed the fish. Who would have thought that the fish would be an issue? But in our neighborhoods and in our church life, not feeding the fish can be a major catastrophe. Fred said, well, at the end of every show, we'll feed the fish. Problem solved. No committees required. No task teams to be established. No minutes to be taken. We see the problem, we face the problem, we fix the problem. Fred Rogers stirred the pot more often than not. Do you remember the postman on Fred Rogers? He was a major figure, more than you know. A matter of fact, at one particular occasion, he arrived on the program, and Fred Rogers was cooling his feet in a tiny swimming pool. The postman commented that that seemed like a good thing to do, and Fred Rogers said, take off your shoes and socks and put your feet in the pool. Hot day, uncomfortable feet, cool your feet in the pool. Seems like a simple solution. No committees, no task force, no minutes. See the problem, fix the problem, move on. What was not clear to those of us who watched the program long after its production was that the United States was in the middle of a major controversy, and black and white people were not allowed to share the same public swimming pool. And Fred Rogers, an extraordinary intellectual and theologian, said, there's a problem, we should fix it. Put your feet in the pool. Send the message loud and clear from coast to coast. There is the possibility of a better tomorrow. Later, Fred Rogers sat down with the same actor and said to him, you've been seen in a particular kind of bar. The individual decided that he would explain to Fred Rogers his delicate personal situation. And Fred said, don't care. Don't do it again. Unless you'd rather work somewhere else, and you have the freedom to make that choice. And I love you, so don't do it again. An extraordinary approach, gentle, compassionate, and caring. Fred Rogers helped us define neighborhood. In today's gospel, some would say it's really very clear. So let me say that there is a left approach to this story and a right approach to this story. Not as in correct, but philosophically and theologically. Here's the left approach. Some guys walking between Jerusalem and Jericho on a really dangerous street, all alone. Not smart. But there may have been an urgency to his journey. He's walking along, two or three robbers grab him, strip him, beat the living daylights out of him, and leave him at least half dead. That's the far left perspective of the story. Oh, did I mention that a priest and a Levite walked by, thought he was half dead, and said, I'm not getting into this. This is not my problem. I don't know this person. I've never met this person. Besides, from across the road, he looks pretty dead. And kept on going. Along comes the what we call Good Samaritan, but this is what you need to understand on the left. Whole lot of folks didn't like this guy, didn't like his religion, didn't like his traditions, didn't like his politics. And so they were startled when Jesus named him as the key figure in the passage. And he's the one that bandages the wounded individual, takes him to an inn, pays for his expenses, and offers more. What an extraordinary story of kindness. Let me go to the far right. If you're going to be a nice person, make sure that you're like everybody else, none of them religious types. Particularly them clergy. They make sure you're dead from the other side of the road. Or was it a religious issue? You see, if the priest or the Levite had actually helped, had touched another person's blood, they would be unclean for worship. So does that give us a license not to help anybody on our way to church? Some say that it was a condemnation of the priest and the Levite. And it was basically saying the entire religious world is a mess, not to mention the political world. And it's so bad the Samaritans are helping our people. And the Samaritan probably thought he was going to get something out of it anyway. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go to the place where I'm most comfortable. Right down the middle. You see, it allows me to be compassionate to everybody involved. No far left, no far right, whether you see that as religious or political. Right down the center. You see, my belief is that everything happens for a reason. I just usually can't figure out what the reason is. I believe that no matter how horrible things get in Sri Lanka, or in the Ukraine, or in Russia, or dare I say to our neighbors, the United States, no matter how difficult things get, I still believe that there is a God that is in control of the universe and that has an extraordinary plan for you and I. So if I were to look at this story from dead center, I would look at it from this perspective. You and I are all on a dangerous journey. We are all on a road that is particularly dangerous for us right now. Your lovely deacon and I have this conversation on a regular basis. We're in which wave of COVID?
Seventh wave.
Okay, so when we're in the 453rd wave of COVID, sometime in the next 25 years, is there a pretty good chance that a needle is available?
Oh, of course.
Just saying. Is there a pretty good chance I'm going to get COVID? Yes. You know why? Because I haven't had it yet. I'm going to declare it vacation time. I'm going to go to bed and nobody will want to bug me. Not that they won't have a desire. They just don't want to be anywhere near me if I have it. Right? I'm going to watch movies. I'm going to drink a lot of ginger ale. I'm probably going to be unwell. And I'm going to do what every man does when they have a very bad, bad cold. I'm going to whine. Do I treat it lightly? Not at all. Matter of fact, it has been a horrible scourge on our nations. But I do believe it's here to stay. And I believe that each one of us will need to decide how we're going to protect ourselves and those around us. I've decided that I no longer have to worry about hand sanitizer and cologne, because the hand sanitizer outweighs the smell of any cologne I could ever try. So from now on, my dear friends, I'm going to smell like a hospital. And there's some safety in that. Dare I say that there's an importance to have a humor about the situation that we're in? To look for moments of joy in a world that offers so much confusion and chaos. To be deliberate about moments of happiness. I somehow suspect that that was part of the Good Samaritan's nature. He looked at somebody that was hurting and said, I don't care where you're from, what you've done, who you were with, or what your history is, you're hurting, and I'm going to help you. Could it be that this reading, if you look at it right down the center and avoid the extremes, really takes you to a moment that it's about kindness? It's about reaching out to each other in need. I have particular affection for one of the radio broadcasters locally, and she was on radio yesterday, and she said, I hope you're all having a good day. By the way, just in case you've got nothing to do for the next hour, if you know a senior in your neighborhood, would you mind giving them a phone call or tapping on their door just to make sure they're okay? Now, I love my dad, but I got to tell you, if you tap on his door, you're going to be there a while. I think the broadcaster was just talking about kindness, about reaching out to others and making sure that we, each of us, are doing okay and being able to help and support each other in the best way we can. By the way, there's a Bible verse about all this, isn't there? Love the Lord your God with all your body, mind, and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. It is the very centerpiece of our faith, of what we say we believe in, and a willingness to reach out to others just to say, are you okay? How can I help? Something to pray about. Amen.